You're listening to the audio production of The Heart of Splendid Lake by Amy Clipston, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Gina Francesca.
In loving memory of my father, Ludwig Bob Gobelbecker, and our wonderful family vacations at Schroon Lake in New York, the inspiration for this story. Prologue. Brianna couldn't help but smile as she nosed her prized 93 Mustang into a parking spot right in front of Bookends, just one of the inviting shops lining Main Street. The quaint little bookstore was one of the many reasons she loved her hometown. Splendid Lake, North Carolina, was everything she could ever want, even if she usually had to park a block away from this central thoroughfare. Still happily singing along with a favorite hard rock song blasting through the speakers, she turned off the engine. But once she stepped into the cold January air, she shivered and quickly buttoned her Sherpa-lined jean jacket, stopping only a second to pluck a long blonde hair off one sleeve. Why hadn't she grabbed her heavier coat? At least the bookstore would be warm. Waiting a few moments as people hustled along the sidewalk in front of her, Brianna took in some of the welcoming signs on that side of the street. The Christmas shop was open year-round, and the Warner, Splendid Lake's single-screen movie theater, Morningside Bakery, and the flower shop all sat between its festive facade and Scoops, the local ice cream parlor. Like all the shops, they were owned and operated by local residents. Glancing to the north, she took in the town hall, library, fire station, and police station rimming the town square. Less than a block away stood the town's hardware store, grocery store, and her fiancé's store, Reese Farm Supply. An only child, Taylor had taken over from his parents when they retired. He had a small apartment nearby and worked hard to serve the farming community. She was proud of him. That was about it for the town of Splendid Lake, but then there was the lake itself, just a short walk away. She smiled again as she breathed in its familiar smell, mixed with the delicious aromas coming from the town's longtime family restaurant, the Splendid Kitchen, and all the shops that served treats and beverages. She turned to look at the coffee bean across the street. She was still so pleased that the shop her best friend Ava and Ava's younger sister Brooklyn owned and operated had become such a hit. She'd see them both soon. Her plan was to purchase a book for her mother and then pop into the coffee bean to pick up three special coffees to take home. She didn't have time to waste, though. She was meeting Dad in their workshop to determine everything they needed to do to get their family's small marina and lakeside cabin resort ready for its annual opening on Memorial Day weekend. That was a mere 4 months away, and they always started.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?